Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
This says, Dear Freak Show, I got a question for you guys about my dating life. I haven't been single ever. My high school girlfriend was 3 years through high school. And then in college, I dated the same girl for 5 years. So I've always been somebody's man. I know how to be your man, but I'm a little less confident on how to actually date. I'm talking just dating, like casual dating. If I'm not your man, you're not mine. I know how to do that, but we're just seeing where it goes, or we swiped right, or we swiped right to each other. What is the expectation of these meetups? Like, if I buy the tickets and invite you out to a game or a concert, then that should be my responsibility because I invited you. But if I meet up with a girl and we're having drinks or whatever, am I buying a round and you buy a round? How does that go? One girl told me to come meet up with her, and I ended up buying all the shots and the food later. And I was like, how did this end up becoming my thing? But I didn't really bitch about it. But I just wanted to ask you guys, because you've probably dated more than I have. I don't really see people in the dating casually world really considering costs, but they'll order a bottle or something like that. So is this something that I discuss with them prior? Is that acceptable? What's the expectation from the dating women out there? I'd love to know. Signed, James Titus.
Don't talk about it ahead of time. Nothing will turn you off more than talking about money before I even know you or even get to like sit down with you or anything like that.
If you're somebody casually dating and you don't have it like that, like, yeah. Is that something that
you find out a lot?
Is that something you want to discuss then because you don't have it like that? Like, you don't have the money asset?
I feel like it's a lot of people right now. Times are a little bit tougher. I mean, inflation is high.
So wouldn't that make it okay to acceptable to discuss?
I think you plan accordingly. So plan less expensive dates. You don't have to be popping bottles and buying shots and paying for dinners.
Well, he invited him out for drinks.
And I get that. So now when it's on you to make some plans, keep that in mind. Maybe we'll go to the beach, or maybe there's a lot of things that you can do that doesn't have to hurt your pockets too bad.
All right. So how about this? The people out there who are dating casually, what's the ladies' vote on that? If you are a single woman and a guy swipes to take you somewhere, or you swiped and invited him, what is your expectation on that? Is it falling on him as a dating guy? Because, you know, chivalry, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Or are you like, hey, I'll handle this one, you handle the next one? What's the expectation for a new dating boy out there? 888-429-0941. He said, I could be your man, but I don't know how to be your swipe right. All right, we got it coming up for you. We got calls coming in. We got Amanda on the phone. Let's check in with Amanda. What's going on this morning?
I'm just on my way to work. Glorious day.
I like it. All right, so now thanks for joining the party here. Guys should pay for the first date, but what happens after that?
Well, not necessarily. Like, if he asks me on the date the first time, just like the text that Davi just read, if he asks me, then he pays. Now if I ask him, I'll pay, but I'm one like, I'll go vice versa. You pay for this one, I pay for that one.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you, like he said, you swipe right, you're like, hey, come on out, it's Amanda, come on out and have some drinks with us, you'll take care of the first round. Okay.
That's cool.
You know, if you're drinking bottles on bottles, you pay it for it, friend. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can't be out there doing that. Okay, all right. So you have no expectation of it all being on him unless he invites you?
No, my parents raised me not to have to deal with depending on a man or really anyone to pay for me. I'm very independent. I work two jobs, and I'm going back to school. So I take care of myself. I take care of my own.
Wow. Okay. There you go.
All right. I got it. I like it. All right. Thank you, Amanda. Megan is on the phone. You casually dating out there?
Hey.
Hey. Yeah. what are you thinking?
So I feel like you got to have some emotional intelligence when it comes to casually dating. You kind of got to read the room, if you will. I feel like I just recently went out on a date, and it was the guy's birthday. And so we did, he wanted to do dinner and a movie, so I suggested I said, well, what do you want, you know, and he was like, tacos. I was like, okay, well, I got you on the tacos, you know, and he was like, okay, cool, well, I'll get you on the movie.
Oh, that's nice. Perfect. And it was his birthday. I think that's really sweet of you.
All right. And so, yeah, so that's 50-50.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'll take that.
It is kind of 50-50. Yeah. But I also feel like, Reese, in my experience, a lot of the guys will, like, I'll suggest it because I feel like I'm always going to be prepared to pay, you know, just in case, for me. And I think you have to be ready financially if you're going to be out here in this dating scene.
Now, if he takes you up on your offer, do you lose respect for him? That's the question. Mm. Like, if you say, hey, you know I can get this, and he's like, all right, well, you go ahead and knock this one out. Does he lose points when he says that?
If the rest of the date goes...
Well, you see, Megan, do you hear how you stuttering on that? I just want you to understand how you are stuttering right now.
Okay, listen. If the day goes well, I may consider going out again with this person. But I will say that it might be.
You're making it harder.
She just gave funny. You the real answer without saying the answer.
She did.
Thank you, Megan. I appreciate it. You heard that. You can't.
That's the real right there.
That's the real. The real is it's an expectation of that man to be paying for the date.
We judge.
We pay
okay.
the access.
We're like, you can't pick up the tacos.
Then why you go? Why you go offer though? She's like, I'm willing to pay. I'm offering, and I'm like, if he accepts,
right.
Is he a dog?
But we're not taking him off. We're not going to go out with him again. We're probably going to let you have another chance to see if you step up.
I lose some points.
And now you scrutinize and like, oh, yeah, you do need that extra ranch, don't you? You
extra
would
drink.
Be one extra size.
You want the expensive queso.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what we're looking for? Okay.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.